At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Let's dive right into it. You got anything off the text line real quick, Jake?
Yeah, just a few thoughts here off the text line from early in the show. Kristen Lincoln says, thanks, Adam. I need to hear that today. Fear of failure is real, and sometimes you don't realize what is holding you back. So shout out to Chris there. A couple other thoughts. Thunder Not Collins throws Merritt Beeson as a name as maybe the biggest get out of the transfer portal. And 9531 has a way to break to fix the tiebreaker. It says whoever guesses the number the closest should be the tiebreaker.
All right, 0591, you're my new producer because that is the best idea I have heard. It's so simple. That is our new tiebreaker. Whoever gets the number the closest, I would probably still have 4 losses. Bro, I'm going to pretend like I'd be undefeated. All right, that's our tiebreaker going for it. And why all didn't right. I think of that? It's so simple. Like, what the heck? Talk about overthinking things. All right, so Danny Busboom Kelly was officially announced yesterday. There was ginormous crowds there. It was a pretty awesome spectacle to watch. All right. Danny Busboom Kelly had special relationships with her players at Louisville, and she aims to continue that at Nebraska. And I quote, she said, I've walked in their shoes in the biggest pressure situations, and I failed a lot, she says, end quote. Now, I want to play. We've got 2 clips here. I don't even know what the order of the clips is. If you can find the one where she talks about where she failed, I will tell you right now, okay, the coaches that I trust the most are the ones who are the most authentic, the most real, and who genuinely care. Also, if you are a former player and you just walk around like you never did anything wrong and all you did was win, or if you know somebody who coaches at younger levels and all they talk about is I did this and I did that, or they're whatever, they're either one of 2 things. They're either a liar or they've never faced any real competition. I'm going to shock you when I say this. Guess what? I got pancaked a time or 2 in my life. Okay, as proud as I am of things that I did, there are things that I failed at. That other guy was working out too. He was getting coached too. He was practicing too. Now, my goal was to dominate him and then to dominate him. And then if he asked for mercy, to laugh and do it more. And if he didn't ask for mercy, to laugh and do it. That was my goal. It didn't always happen. I just talked to my kids the other day about how I tried to get back in the NFL, which is why I can talk about a mini camp at the Falcons that most people don't know about. And I failed. Anybody who tells you we were undefeated or we did this or we did that, or they ignore everything and just talk about the positives, they either 1 are a liar or 2 never faced any real competition, because some of those people do exist as well. And if that's you, not an indictment. But for people like us who failed, we understand that in life, there's only 1 true failure, because either you're winning or you're learning how to win. Either you're succeeding, and if you're learning from your mistakes and your failures, you're learning how to succeed. The only true mistake you can make in life is to ignore your failures and or not learn from your mistakes or your failures. And so I love this from Danny Busboom Kelly. This is someone who's been a part of multiple national championship teams as a player, as an assistant coach. She's been to the top, yet what does she talk about? I've been in their shoes. I know what it's like to fail. Because she also was a part of a team that lost a national championship match. And she understands that. And that's, she's going to be a better coach for. Can we play that clip there, Jake?
So then what were some of the things you learned outside of Nebraska that you feel like will help you now as you take over as a head coach here?
Yeah, I've learned a ton. And Nebraska is an amazing place. And not that I forgot, but I think I forgot a little bit just how big volleyball is here. And that's been really amazing to come back and feel that immediately. It's not even close to season. But I do know there are other places that can offer great experiences. And so what can I take from those experiences to make Nebraska a little bit more unique than it already is? I also think the leadership that I've experienced has been really important. And just knowing I worked for Ann Cordes, who, you know, was a really fiery competitor. I worked for Rob Patrick at Tennessee, who was much different and more authoritarian. And then, of course, I worked for John, who was kind of a mixture of both. And so I really got to see a lot of different styles of leadership and take the goods and the bads and use them to create my own style.
So we're going to end up bleeding into the next segment with this. We will get to the Husker football and the 6-7-figure deals that have been offered to players. But I want to spend time on this because when she talks about the different types of coaches that she's coached with, coached for, played for, like so much of what she said rang true with me. From the, I've been in their shoes. Obviously, she knows what it's like to succeed. That's why she's here. She knows what it's like to fail. Now, why she brings that up? It tells me she understands truly how hard it is to compete day in and day out. When it comes to the type of coach, people have asked me numerous times in my life, Adam, what was your favorite type of coach? I've had yellers and screamers. I talked yesterday about how Jacob Burney lit into me like a monkey on a cupcake in our 15-minute combine meeting when he was with the Broncos, and all he did was yell at me for 15 minutes. I get to the Redskins. I walk in. I'm traded. I don't know who the D-line coach is. I walk in. I see him. And immediately, I was like, oh, crap. It's this dude. And it was all over my face because he started laughing. It was pretty obvious. Yet, if you listened yesterday, I also mentioned how him and I got along really well. He did not care about getting to know you or making it personal or having a relationship. He made it abundantly clear. We'd all be standing together. He'd legit be on the opposite field, on the opposite end of the field, because you have multiple practice fields. Just walking in a circle. Just didn't care. I got along with him. And I'll come back to as to why in a minute. So I've had yellers and screamers. I've had quiet teacher type coaches. Okay. And I've had a bunch of people in between. I will now tell you why I get along with almost all my coaches. There's only one that's ever stuck out in my life that I couldn't stand. As long as you're real and authentic, I don't care. I don't care if you're a yeller or a screamer. I don't care if you barely speak above a whisper. I don't care if you're 80. I had a D-line coach in St. Louis who was younger than three of the four starters. I was the only starter he was older than. The other three were all older than he was as the D-line coach in the NFL. The only thing I ever cared about, did your words match your actions? Could I trust what you were saying? Were you real? Were you authentic? Or were you full of it? That's all I ever cared about. Because I also had this one coach I couldn't trust. I'll never forget. We walk in to a particular meeting, and I take on a double team, which is hard to do in the NFL. It's hard to do. I take it on. I don't get moved. Linebacker scrapes right over the top, makes the play in the backfield. This particular coach just lights into me. And I look around, sitting next to me is Philip Daniels, 15-year NFL vet. And I'm like, dude, what did I miss? I don't understand. He looked at me, he threw his hands, he's like, I don't have a clue. The very next week, I took on a double team, and I got drove back in practice. These were in practice. I got drove back. It was pretty bad. And that coach walked over, he's like, that's a really good job. And I about fell out of my freaking chair. I looked at Philip, and Philip about fell out of his. Here's why that bothered me. That coach predetermined that he was going to yell at me or he was going to say it was good job before we ever watched the film. And I couldn't trust a thing he ever said again. It was so blatantly obvious. He predetermined. He had like some theme for each week. And it didn't really matter what you did. It mattered what his personal theme was. And so I couldn't trust him. Danny Busboom Kelly has been around so many different types of coaches. She alluded to it. Intense, more quiet, more whatever. She talked about being real and authentic. That's what's going to relate to these players. All right, we got one more clip we're going to play at the top of the hour, and we come back after the break. And then we will, I promise, dive in to that football segment. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back.